Chapter 7. After Reading. Activity 7. Listen to Nelly describing Heathcliff's last days and fill in the missing words. He'd hardly touched food or drink for days and couldn't close his eyes at night, but wandered up to the cemetery and said he talked to her there. That morning, he didn't come down at his usual time, so I went to look for him. He wasn't in his chamber, but I noticed that the door of Miss Cathy's old room, which had been shut up for so long, was open. What a fright I had! The window was wide open, the old books and the candle blown onto the floor by the wind, and there was Mr. Heathcliff, staring right at me as if in a trance, his head thrown back on the pillow. It wasn't until I touched him and felt the cold skin that I realised he was gone. I will admit I lost my nerve a little and screamed for Joseph to come quickly.